In this week's Cut News Line, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Mike Milan, agronomy specialist for the University of Missouri Extension Service. This is Cut 1, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
What we're doing to combat that is we've got multiple locations and multiple trials at the station and things like that, and off station. So when you get that data thrown in, it gives you a little bit better picture of what's happening. We always ask the farmers to do their homework before they plant something. If their neighbor has planted the year before, find out how it worked for them. And we always advocate people planting strips out there on their farms to get a better idea, comparing it with their variety that they're growing, so they'll get a much better idea how much nitrogen it's going to need, growing conditions, whether it needs more irrigation, or things like that.
This is Cut 2, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
As far as the Flex is concerned, the big advantage there is they can spray season long. They have to, I think, quit 7 days before harvest. But that gives them an opportunity to spray throughout the season. Whereas with the Roundup Ready, the original gene, they couldn't spray after the fourth leaf other than spraying the middles, you know, with the hooded sprayers. So it made things a lot easier. But then as far as the resistance is concerned, that's always going to be our biggest problem with the Roundup.
This is Cut 3, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
One of the big advantages for the Liberty Link, if you've got any resistance out there with Roundup, with either the previous crop or whatever, you can control that with the Liberty Link. So you can get rid of the volunteer Roundup Ready corn, Roundup Ready soybeans, or Roundup Ready cotton. So that's a big advantage right there. It has a different spectrum of weed control, so the farmers need to look into that and see if it's going to fit their system.